Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network.
Hey guys, it's The Voice. Before we get underway with this week's episode of Drunken Lullabies, I wanted to give you guys a little bit of info on one of the beers you can get from craftbeerclub.com. If you go to that website, type in the promo code FCFnetwork.com. Or no, I don't even know what I'm talking about. It's just FCF Network. There's no .com. Not in the promo code. Just go, type in FCF Network, and you will get $10 off your subscription plus free shipping. They're going to send you a box of beer to your door. No hassle, no fuss, no muss, just beer to put in your fridge and drink at your convenience. And one of these beers is the People's Porter, and this is from Foothills, which is a brewing company out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. It's 5.8%, and it says Porter. Consider it a mild-mannered granddaddy of stout. Our version stays true to the classic English style popularized by the Industrial Revolution's working class. Ruby-hued, with strong upfront notes of chocolate and toffee, People's Porter finishes strong and flavorful, blending delicious herbal hop flavor and just a hint of espresso. Bloody terrific. There's no blood in this beer. Not unless you put it in there yourself. I give you that guarantee. So, Foothills is a company I have no access of getting their beer, unless I have somebody mail it to me. So, if you're interested in trying beers from all across the country, craftbeerclub.com is a great way to do it. And like I said, just type in the promo code FCF Network and you will get $10 off plus free shipping. And it helps us out at the network here because they see, hey, they're putting the word out there, people are responding. We're going to give them a little bit of a kickback, and they might even send me a free box of beer to drink on the show. So help me help you help me. You see what I'm saying? All right. Well, enough about that. Now it's time for me to play my favorite drinking game. It is time for Spin the Bottle.
Beer makes us fired up, so come on, drink it all night long. Slam it, girl. Slam it, girl. Pound that beer, don't from dial, no, pound that beer, pound that beer, don't from dial, no, pound that beer.
Bubble on back to the bar. Alrighty, brought to you by Iron Spike Brewing Company in Galesburg, Illinois. It is time for me to chug a beer like I do very, very frequently on this show. This week, I'm starting light. I'm going with the cream ale, you know, that tasty, delicious cream ale in that yellow can. You can find it on your shelves in most central Illinois and some northern Illinois beer stores. So, big shout out to Iron Spike for sponsoring Spin the Bottle. Here we go. My apologies if you could hear an airplane in the background during that. But hey, just additional sound effects. All right, well, that's one beer down. We have a fantastic show on the way that I want you guys to stay tuned for. But first, I wanted to say, support our bands of the week. I always encourage people to do that. And one easy way to do that is buying their music. And where can you buy their music? Well, you could buy it on Amazon. And if you go to fcfnetwork.com and click on the Amazon banner, it will take you to Amazon, and at no extra cost to you, any purchase you make, we get a little bit of a percentage of. So it helps us at the network keep things free. It helps pay for our web fees, helps promotions, that kind of fun stuff. So just do all your online shopping on Amazon. But first, go to fcfnetwork.com and click that link. All right, well, I think we're going to listen to an ad from one of the other shows on the FCF Network before we get underway. It's a fantastic show at Tangled Roots Brewery. I have some great guests, some that you're familiar with and some that you're not. I don't want to give it away. I'll introduce them here in a bit. But first, here we go. Let's listen to our friends Now let's try this.
Hey everyone, this is Steph from Let's Try This, your new favorite podcast. My co-host Kevin and I don't always have a lot in common, but we do happen to be married to each other, and we're not afraid to get a little passive-aggressive.
That's just what I think.
Are you serious?
Well, okay, Mrs. Perfect.
Every week we discuss stuff like professional wrestling, reality TV, pop culture, and life as newlyweds, but that's just the beginning. You can always expect us to try new things, hence the name. So buckle up and join us every Thursday for some fun and maybe even some fights on the Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network at fcfnetwork.com and everywhere you find podcasts. Let's try this because you just might like it.
It's The Voice, and I am back on the road. New location, new show, but some returning guests that you guys are very familiar with. But we'll get into that in a bit. I am coming to you live from Tangled Roots Brewing Company. We got an event going on tonight here in the house. We have some fantastic musicians performing, and our good old friend Dave, the promoter, invited me up here to do another podcast before the show. Usually we do it afterwards. We're going to make sure they don't get too loopy before their performance tonight. They got a sold-out house. People paid good money to hear these guys sing, and we're looking forward to that. So we're going to start and work our way around the table, have everybody introduce themselves, and we'll start with you, sir.
Hi, I'm Nick Leap from Minneapolis.
I'm Louis Rizzo, head brewer of Tangled Roots.
Scott Sturgeon, founder of Tangled Roots.
I'm Kelly Stewart, singer-songwriter.
I'm Miles Nielsen, and the Muse.
I've seen them live before. I had no idea you were in that.
That's Kelly. Kelly's
oh, okay. Oh. Gotcha.
Kelly's Muse, yeah. Sorry, it's more specific. Man.
And I'm Matthew Ryan of Matthew Ryan
Incorporated
Trauma
okay.
Center.
There you go. And of course,
Dave the Promoter.
All right. That was your nickname in high school.
That's it.
Yep. I just worked it in just in case we don't get there later.
Most likely to promote.
Right. Yes. All right. And as always, Drunken Lullabies is brought to you by Distill Brewery. And Distill was founded in Bloomington, Illinois, and has been boycotting bland since 2013. Their hard work and craftsmanship has led to a wide array of beers that are anything but bland, from the Wild Sour line to the barrel-aged St. Dakara series. Distill's award-winning beers include something for everyone. With options like Weisenheimer, Vertex IPA, Syncopathic, and Dos Vidania, Distill doesn't disappoint. So we here at Drunken Lullabies encourage you to boycott bland alongside us. Support flavor, drink Distill. And just like every other episode of the show, the Drunkomaniac drinking game is in effect. So, for all you Drunkomaniacs at home, anytime one of us swears, that's a drink. Anytime there's a pop culture reference or an impression, that's a drink. Anytime there's an audible expulsion of gas, that is a drink. That's called the Szymanski rule.
Kelly.
And then anytime the word of the day is said, that is also a drink, and we're going to make the word of the day roots. So, cheers. And now it's time for us to do some drinking, some Tangled Roots beer, right?
Nice.
We got a lot of them here on the table. We got a lot of people to help drink, which is great because I'm looking at about 5 flights. I can't do this all myself. So
sure you can.
I guess I am a professional, but
it's only 125 ounces of beer. That's
only,
just under a gallon.
I got enough time.
Three so, under a gallon.
What are we starting with, Louie?
We will start off with the Kit Kupfer.
All right.
So Kit Kupfer, this is our flagship beer. This is we call it an amber ale. We enter it into competitions under whatever it will actually fit in category-wise. It kind of is one of those just defies style, just really good beer that we like. So nice, light, crisp flavor with a little bit of like a berry, nut, peach finish to it. So this was one of those happy mistakes when I was homebrewing that I'm just glad I took enough notes on to replicate. So.
Right. How many of those have you had in your brewing career?
There's
a lot more unhappy. He's still doing mistakes.
Them. Yeah, that's kind of, you know, that's just take notes. You know, record everything you do.
Yeah.
You might find something you like, and that way you can repeat it. So
excellent.
That's
quite nice.
Yeah,
that's
cool. That's how we got to this beer.
Yeah, we really got a couple silent people in the room that are observing Dave's behavior, making sure everything's on the up and up, and they're enjoying larger pours of this beer. It's a favorite of theirs. So we're sitting.
Let me check what council so far so good.
We're good.
Okay. All right. So give us a little history on Tangled Roots.
Sure. What would you like to know?
Just how give to, us the, start? The yeah. Give us the beginning, the genesis of Tangled Roots.
It's been a good road.
Yeah. So, my name's Scott Sturgeon. I'm the founder of Tangled Roots, and I was the vice president of Chicago Beer Company before this.
Okay.
And I was looking to build a brewery. And I was approached by a lawyer. There's two in the room. Hi, guys. And the lawyer came and said, "Hey, we got a little German investor that is looking to build a brewery." And I went and met with him, and he said, "I don't really like Chicago Beer Company. I'm not really a fan of that." And
you mean like he was a small man?
He's a pretty small man. He's not particularly
huge.
Large.
Could you Lion King him like this?
You could. If I wanted to, I could probably pick him up.
He could.
So I kept coming down to the Illinois Valley to meet with him and his wife, Inga Karras, and we decided that we wanted to build a brewery. He introduced me to a guy named Keith Pierce, who's straight out of Zimbabwe.
Straight crazy
out like the gods must be crazy.
Yeah.
I love that.
Cheers.
Yeah. Drink.
Drink.
Oh. Well, no, it's for the people at home. We're drinking enough.
Oh, that's
well, I thought I was
so
in
the
competition.
So they can get tipsy right along
right.
with
that's
us.
You
I thought I was in the competition. I was
swearing.
Go.
Pop culture references, people are toast.
Right.
They have no
exactly.
chance.
I said gods must be crazy. That was another one, right? So
it's a movie.
Right?
Yeah, well done.
So, we got together, so Peter's from Germany, Keith's from Zimbabwe, I'm from Chicago, and Inga Karras is from Ottawa, and that's how we formulated Tangled Roots Brewing Company.
Nice.
And right in the beginning, like day two, Peter's like, "I know this crazy little home brewer, you should go check him out." So I went out to this guy's house, Louis's house, went around the house to the back into the basement, and there's like steam and smoke coming out of the house, and I'm like, "What the hell's going on here?"
That's meth.
Well,
I'll be honest, a lot of the equipment looks like, you know,
right.
in the wrong context. Hey, yeah.
Right. I was kind of like, it smells good. That's definitely not hops, but maybe
if you
his cousin.
Call me Heisenberg, I'm cool.
So, walked in, and I saw this guy with his hair out to the sides, and he's like, "Hey, you want a beer?" And I said, "Sure." And it was some of the best beer I've ever had. And I said, "Do you want to build a brewery?" Pretty much like that, right?
Yeah, it was. I mean, that was pretty awesome. I met Peter one time before that at the local airport. He was out flying just recreationally for the day.
Little guy flies planes.
And he used to skydive for a very long time. But yeah, so we just talked about beer. He just let me nerd out on beer in his ear for a while, and then he introduced me to you guys, and yeah.
And that was it.
The rest is history.
The rest is history.
He gave a small town
cool.
home brewer an opportunity. It was pretty
if you
awesome.
Thought of it from Louis' perspective, he's making beer at home, and he's just like, "I wish someone would come here and ask
right.
me to build a brewery."
No, that's exactly it.
It actually happened.
I was, as soon as I graduated high school, I was home brewing. I was home brewing wherever I could in college,
yeah.
Doing no boil recipes, all types of weird stuff, just anything I could get away with.
Right.
And I joined the a local homebrewers league. In Iowa, I joined it under the age of 21, so I won't give their name out.
Okay.
But so yeah, I learned a lot from a lot of really, really good people who really put their passion into this.
Excellent.
So,
and we have a mutual friend,
yeah.
one of my coworkers at the bank, Jared Dona.
Yep.
And
school,
he has
high
been
school, everything.
Talking
yep.
up your beer to me for, you know, the past 2 years, and he would always give me an inside tip when you were working on something new, like.
Yeah. I'm sure
he told me about the wet hop 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
And I was like, yeah, I might get to drink some of it this weekend.
There you go.
So, but I don't know. I mean, do we have any here? You said
there's
you guys ran
right
out some
of
it last night at an event you were at?
Yeah, we were at the Field Museum downtown Chicago for a rare right. beer event. And we had our wet hop being featured. And the reason it's rare is because we use our own hops from Ottawa and our own barley from Ottawa.
Okay.
So you can't get that beer anywhere else in the world except for here.
Right.
Which was fantastic.
Excellent. Well, I think we can try that one while we let you play some music for us. Do you have a song in mind, I hope?
I do have a song.
All right. Well, you can, the floor is yours.
Let's introduce yourself again, Nick.
Who is that guy with the guitar?
We're here for the Storytellers series. First one tonight at Tangled Roots. We have national touring musicians that have joined us in this podcast prior to performing a show here tonight. And Nick, why don't you introduce yourself again to say what your projects are?
Sure. So I'm Nick Leet from Minneapolis. I was in a band called High on Stress for about 11 years. More recently, I'm in a band called Pasadena 68, but we play around town, and it's a pleasure to be out here today.
Set tonight, or is that a special
bonus? One for promoter here?
Excellent.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites. You know, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but it has like one of the saddest lines, and that line is, "You really don't have much to give. I'll remember that as long as I live." And you know, we've probably all been there. So please give us the name, address of the girl that said that.
I'm gonna protect. I'm gonna protect today.
Good. It's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
It was great.
Yes, very, very good. And so is this beer. That was very easy drinking that wet hop.
Very good.
You guys like that?
Hope so. It's delicious.
Disappeared quickly for most of us here, I would
yeah,
say.
Yeah, it's kind of doing that in the pub here, too.
Yeah.
Disappearing pretty
quick. It's a good thing.
So, yeah, wet hop's cool. I mean, every brewery does one around this time of year. If they're lucky to be close enough to a hop farm, obviously we have our own ties to one, so that makes it a lot easier for us. But yeah, you pick hops right off the vine, or the bine in
right.
this case for hops, and you know, within a few hours you have to get that into the boil kettle. So this is a raw, oily, resiny hop, just straight off, like I said,
dank.
Right off the plant. Exactly, very dank, if you will. I'm still trying to figure out the exact definition of that word. In
people know what it means.
Exactly.
They know what it means. And if they don't, they've seen it.
It's truly used in
everything.
Hop language.
Yes.
Yeah, no, for sure.
All over the place.
I've seen videos, you know, of brewers, and they're getting their hop, you know, portions, and they're all, you know, cupping the hands
absolutely.
Up and sniffing it. And it's like, you know, potheads are doing the same thing with their, you know, bags of weed.
First cousin.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They are.
So, woo. What's our next beer we're going to drink?
Cannabacea family.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
We got to pick one off the chart here.
All right, well, so we'll just go, you know, how you would like to do a regular tasting and not, you know, fatigue your palate too much.
Right.
Let's go with the lager.
Okay.
So, this is our German style, basically a Munich Helles lager.
You can tell by looking at it, it's definitely a lighter beer.
Yes, absolutely.
To
so this beer is made out of 100% Pilsner malt and German hops and German yeast, and that is all that it goes into this.
No other one. Yeah.
There we go. Some of them you got to slide them straight up. There you go.
Straight up. Now tell me.
I think there's another one.
Yeah, there. I think there's
is that
one
a
on
pop
that.
Culture reference?
That was.
Paul
Abdul did. So
was that who the originator was?
I believe so.
Oh yeah.
I've heard so many covers. I never know.
Right.
That was another one.
Oh, okay.
I just slid it in there.
You did pretty well.
You slid it in right to the top.
I did. One might say over the top.
These listeners have no chance.
Miles and Kelly, so what do you have in store for tonight? What do you expect to happen tonight? The series.
Well,
any magic?
Wait, you guys have been working on, like, illusions
no,
and stuff since last time you were at Social Kitchen?
Of course there's magic.
Got some levitating features of the show.
Like
that
magic
course.
They're going to saw Dave in half.
Yes.
That's why the lawyers are here.
That one might not work, but you've lived a good life, so you can trust us.
I heard they hyped that up for a while. So
honestly, what are your expectations for the stage tonight?
Well, I think for me is, you know, the songwriter or the storyteller aspect of things is a beautiful thing, because as us musicians probably know, that you don't always get the listening room. You know, sometimes you get a room where you're like, man, just throw me to the wolves in this one. You're set up to fail from the beginning if you want people to actually listen to what your songs are about. And, you know, the storyteller's thing is great, because, or at least in my mind, it's going to be great.
You're going to take great
and after all these beers, who cares?
To be.
Are you still going to give your typical shut the fuck up?
No, Scott is going to give a polite introduction that is a polite shut the
fuck up
speech.
Yeah.
It's polite.
Yeah. But I think that sets the tone for, you know, shutting the fuck up, pretty much.
I've seen it happen sometimes.
Usually when
you
say that
to
people,
there's
no
gray area.
There's not. It's pretty black and white when it comes to that terminology. But it allows us as writers to, you know, talk about maybe where these songs originated, maybe something that's happened while this, you know, from the creation of this song, it's led you to a path of somewhere. I know for myself, there's certain songs that I've written, and at the time, it was only solely for myself. You know, it was a selfish something that I needed to get off my chest or needed to write about, you know, a cathartic thing that needed to happen, and all of a sudden, 2 years later, I get a letter from someone who says, you know, your song helped me, you know, with my mother's death, or, you know, help me reconnect with my daughter. You know, you're just like, whoa, okay, this is bigger than me.
Right.
And, you know, the nice thing is, in a room, a beautiful room like this, that's going to be a listening space, we get to indulge, you know, in those things that, you know, the beauty of why the songs are created, the stories behind the songs. And then I think Kelly and I were talking about, you know, because we're the hosts, I did some air quotes there for those listening.
For all those that could see that.
but I want to ask some questions that I feel like to these guys, just being, you know, peers in the industry of playing songs, is that I feel like sometimes journalists, and I don't want to pigeonhole them, you know, to saying that not every one of them does their homework as well as I would hope, but a lot of times, you know, I get questions asked to me that I get really bummed out, and I feel like you can read the bio and you don't even need to call me and waste my time. And I, that sounds kind of like dick, you know, like who's this dick? Who does he think he is? But it's like, you're wasting a half hour of my life when it's all on my website. Why don't you ask me a question that actually might move me, that someone, you know, might want the answer to, that isn't just stock? So I'd kind of like to ask those, you know, maybe a few of those questions. And
has anyone ever asked you, guys better be prepared, if Rick Nielsen is your father? Anyone ever asked that?
Oh, wait, no.
Never.
No, that never happens.
The
I'm the son of Cheap Trick, which is amazing. It's a Petri dish experiment that I ended up as a result of.
Nice.
Four men masturbated into a dish.
Some kind of egg.
Yeah.
Wow. Bukkake experiment.
You just congealed into just a musician.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Just
wow.
Sentient meat.
It's a feat of science.
Congealed,
you know,
out of a petri dish.
I can't believe most people don't talk about it.
Would you, perhaps one of the songs you spoke about, would you guys perform one of those for us in this podcast?
I mean, we'll think about it.
Okay.
I guess.
We'll get going. Because
you guys, you were on several months back when you were at the Social Kitchen. Mm-hmm. Since then, you've played in my area, in Peoria, twice. You guys opened for Cheap Trick.
Oh, yeah.
And then ended up on stage at, on the last song. Might have been Dream Police or something. I got video of
Surrender.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, you guys up on stage singing. And and then you also played in the courtyard at Poor Brothers as a makeup date.
Yes.
Unfortunately, and I got hit with a rain
there
delay.
There might have been a Dawes show.
There was a Dawes
show. You're right.
Mm-hmm. We played with
totally
Dawes
forgot about
at the
that
Limelight
one.
Eventplex also.
So yeah, you guys you, all over the area. And
From New York to the West Coast this summer, right?
After Europe for a month.
Europe for a month. Jesus.
This isn't just makeup here. This is real weather. This is really happening.
And I did want to mention, last time you were on the show, you did a cover tune of Tom Petty. Mm-hmm. And we recorded a video of it. And after his passing, I kind of bumped that up because it felt timely and it's a fantastic performance. And I felt like sharing it again. And it blew up. People were sharing all over the place, and it went from having like 7,000 views, which is still a substantial amount of views for, you know, a video that we live streamed. It more than doubled since then. So I was more than happy to have people be able to hear you guys singing in a salon next door to the Social Kitchen. So
you got to do a cheers to Tom Petty.
Cheers for Tom Petty. Let's grab a beer for
cheers to Tom Petty.
The pride of Gainesville. What are we going to drink next?
Well, if we're going to go, like I said, in ascending order of robust and flavor, I guess the next thing to do would be Weiss beer.
Okay.
So we've got one in the back here. Right. So this is a traditional German Hefeweizen, a lot of banana and clove dominant flavors, 70% wheat. A little bit of pear notes as well. Fun beer. Fun fact about this, we took home an honorable mention at the Great American Beer Festival last year for this beer.
Were you guys there again?
We were.
Just there this last weekend.
I was
going to
say, it was just last weekend.
Yep.
As of recording, we're a little bit ahead on
October
the show.
October 4th through.
Yeah, it was my birthday weekend. I spent the weekend up in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And we were talking before about some of the few places we visited. It's weird, they don't do flights. Every single brewery we went to in Minneapolis did not have flights.
That's fine, just short pours.
We had to do 10 ounces of everything.
Short pour.
So it limited our options on how many beers we got to try, because we always go halvesies. But had a great time in Minneapolis. Didn't have enough time to make it out to Great American Beer Fest. That's a long drive to only have.
It was
like
a good time.
I drove. Yeah. We drove. We had to drive some kegs. We did a happy hour right downtown in Denver, which was really, really cool exposure for us. And we drove straight to Denver, dropped the kegs off Wednesday morning, and
straight to the dispensary.
He said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's usually what I do.
It's legal, like, man. It's fun.
I landed on an airplane, called them. I'm like, hey, where you guys at?
It's not there.
Mm-hmm. Right? And then 10 minutes later, we're eating.
Yeah. Imagine that.
It's crazy.
Well,
eating.
The listeners have the audible munchies. We're now going to satiate.
Did anyone
those
get everyone get some Weiss beer? I'm sorry, there's only maybe three glasses circulating. If well,
yeah.
There you go. I've had it plenty. I haven't touched it.
Get the vocal cords nice and
ready. We were in Davenport, Iowa last night. Played at the Raccoon Motel there, and since we were, you know, playing over here tonight, we decided that we would get a room. And you know, when you do the hot wire thing and you get the hot deal, you don't know where you're staying necessarily. We wound up at the casino. I took all the band's merch money and spent it on roulette and lost it all last night.
Man.
So sorry, dudes. Can you hear this?
That's hilarious.
It sounded like a no lose situation.
We felt lucky.
Yeah.
Just lucky to be there, lucky to be alive. Yeah. You know, like,
so next time we're feeling unlucky, we should go gamble.
yeah, generally speaking.
That's a beautiful guitar. What is that?
Thanks. It's a Thomas. It's actually a builder from Central Illinois. He is the...
Is his wife's name Brianna?
Yeah, he's played at their house.
Yeah, yeah, wow. I'd have never seen one of his guitars in person.
I have a train engine by the same manufacturer.
He's a great builder. His name is Tom Neal, Thomas Guitars, and he's right outside of Bloomington.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And we kind of designed it together. I said, I want it to look like it's old. I want it to have a matte finish, but I want it kind of that small, like Martin OM5 body style.
Sorry to interrupt you.
And I wanted the slotted headstock because I just feel like, well, it's cool. That was my tribute to Willie Nelson.
I love that.
You know, like I can't play like him, but it was like, at least I've had a headstock. It's a little bit harder to change the strings on it.
Yeah.
But thankfully, I have people that do that for me.
They might not after you spent their money.
She's got little fingers. Yeah, she's got small hands. It looks bigger. That's my answer. Okay, anyway, this leads me directly into a beautiful segue, not even on purpose, but sometimes that's just the genius of when you get slightly buzzed in the afternoon off good beer. This is a song I wrote in the Fieldhouse shower in La Crosse, Wisconsin, when I got to open up for Willie Nelson. So, I was fully clothed in the shower, and... But it was fully tiled from top to bottom, so it had this beautiful resonance in there. And I came home and said, Kelly, I said, I think I have a bit of a song, but we just need to write the bridge. So we sat in the breakfast nook at this old apartment that I was renting, and we wrote this tune called In Too Deep. Don't you know that I'll be home? Don't you know by now? Don't you know that I'll be home? Don't you know by now? 'Cause I was in too deep, and now you knock me off my feet. I was in too deep to see. Don't you know that I'll be home? Don't you know by now? 'Cause I was in too deep. Now you knock me off my feet. I was in too deep to see. You hold me closer and pull me in tight and whisper to me that everything's gonna be alright. And breathe on my neck like it's the last breath that we share.
in this bed. Don't you know that I'll be home? Don't you know by now? 'Cause I was in too deep. Now you knock me off my feet. I was in too deep to see.
Woo!
Wow!
Wow!
Woo!
Holy cow!
That's my favorite noise that you made.
Oh my goodness.
I've been working on it for years.
Now that's off the Weeping Willow
EP. That is off
the Weeping Willow. That's one of my favorite tracks on
that. Amazing. It made me think of my wife right there.
Oh, man.
It was good. Oh, man. You know, this business is crazy. I'm never home.
Right.
So.
Right.
I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, I leave a lot.
That was great, guys. Thank
Thanks.
You.
Yes,
thank you very much.
Beautiful.
Very moving.
And I think it's going to move all of us to want to drink some more.
Yes.
And what will be our next pick?
Well, I believe the last one we did was the Vermilion Vice beer. So we'll just go to the darker cousin of that, and we'll go to the Bison. So that is the previous one was a German Hefeweizen. This is a German Dunkelweizen.
And it's fun because it rhymes.
Exactly.
We sold out that last
That's
night
what makes
too.
It fun.
Yeah.
Is because it rhymes.
What was the last one we just had?
We just had the Vermilion Weissbier.
Weissbier.
The Hefeweizen.
So this is, like I said, a Dunkelweizen. So Hefe, light, Dunkel, dark. So a little bit more of a just a deeper caramel flavor, but a lot of the same. Banana, clove, pear.
Straight up. I think that's
awesome. Yep, that's one.
It's like one of them weird puzzles here.
This is, I've got two glasses of it right here, whoever is interested.
Pass it around so they can share.
There you go, guys. Anybody this way?
I have one here.
All right, I've got one as well.
That's a lovely
Matthew?
He tried mine.
Gotcha.
He's all good.
That's a beautiful
Scott, this is me and you, it looks like.
Looks like it's us.
All right. So, do you guys have any events, aside from the singer-songwriter storyteller series that you guys are starting here, kicking it off tonight, are there any other events that you guys are going to be a part of in the near future?
Sure. Well, there's four of these.
Let's mention this. You want to talk about the series?
Go ahead.
We, Scott and I sort of developed this idea to do this series and came quickly to Miles and Kelly as being the host.
Yeah, I remember you telling me about it when it was in its infancy, you know.
So it's a series of four shows. You can buy season tickets for the shows. So Miles and Kelly will be here for each show. And then we're bringing artists such as Sam Giannis, formerly of the Bodines,
mm-hmm.
Derek Luttrell. It's going to be a nice show in February with Miles and Kelly performing with Brandon and Heather Sampson.
Yeah, former guest Brandon Sampson. He was on the show with Matthew.
Show they've done way before back. Too. Miles and Kelly and Brandon and his wife. And so that's a show to bring your dates to because it's February 18th, just after.
Everybody's gonna get laid.
Yeah,
right. After that show.
if we have songs like that, I think it's entirely.
It's a Hawaiian theme.
That's right.
It's a Hawaiian.
I want another kid.
And then we have Andrew Hyra from one of my favorite bands called Billy Pilgrim. In April of 2018, Billy Pilgrim was a band where Andrew was a co-founder, co-writer with Christian Bush, who went on to form Sugar.
I can see one of their album covers in my head right now.
Yeah,
we had it at Bloom, Co-op.
Bloom or just Billy Pilgrim.
Billy, the self-titled, it's like black cover with red writing across.
That's it.
Yep.
And amazing writer, amazing singer, so that's going to be fun. So. Well, let's talk a little about Matthew Ryan. Does birthday celebrate a birthday or something?
Yeah, just recently.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Matthew Ryan.
Turned the big 2-0.
Yeah, 20 years old.
Great record.
Can almost drink beer.
Yep.
One more year.
I've noticed you've been a little,
I'm drinking
You're
water.
Not participating, so.
But
I'm trying to
get
the suns out. It's like a rule I made years ago. For good reason.
I tried that too, but didn't work.
Opportunity. But May Day was a record that I discovered. I'll talk about it, Matthew. I think I'm an expert on it more than you. May Day was Matthew's debut record. It's a classic record.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the first record I ever heard. I heard Guilty, which was a single off of that record. And I thought, now this is really good, honest music from your guts. And I never would have thought that I would be sitting I wanted to sit next to him, but Dustin sat between us because we can't.
For your protection.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Other.
But just a fantastic songwriter and talented and an all around good human being you are. And cut.
Well, that's a pretty big intro, man.
Yeah.
Pressure's on now.
Yeah.
It's on. No pressure.
I'll vouch for that, though, because I had my whole band and crew through his neck of the woods maybe 7 months ago now.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, we're coming through. And he said, well, if you need a place to stay. I said, well, there's seven of us.
I got a four.
Okay. All right. We showed up at 1 a.m. and he was... You know, just open
naked.
The door up.
So,
yeah.
There you go.
He's nude.
Wearing an open robe.
Wearing your robe.
Oh, hey, what open. Brings you here?
Mm-hmm.
With a hat.
Not near enough advance notice.
And me and my
the robe was open.
But, I mean,
recently
not too
also,
many people do that.
I don't know if you know. Recently also picked up smoking a pipe on stage.
Yeah.
It's a kind of shtick, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah.
But since last time you've got a new album out.
I do.
When you were on, man, I think it was like in the 20s is and we're in the triple digits now for this show. You played
Battleborn.
That was a year before the record even came out.
Yeah.
So we had a little bit of a sneak preview. Now, I have no idea what you're going to play for us today. I don't know if you're already writing the next record.
Aren't you always writing the next record?
You know, I used to do that, man. But now, like, I think it's important to, like, I don't write until I start writing. Like, I think it's important to live, you know.
I'm glad you said that because
I haven't
been shit in, like, a year.
I think it's healthy, man. I mean, Cohen has that great quote, poetry is the ash of a life burning brightly, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's good advice. Like, that you shouldn't write. I hear other writers say you gotta write. And I think you should only write when you have new fuel.
And fall's typically a good season for you. You seem to be a big fan of
I love it's my favorite time of year.
Yeah,
like hands down.
I'm right there with you.
The rest of it's just torture.
Yeah, like it's, and it's always so short. It's here
it's
and then it's
shorter.
Gone.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Or we're moving quicker. I don't know which it is. You know.
Yeah.
But no, I love this time of year. I mean, it's Dave and I were talking when we were standing outside earlier, just hugging.
Yeah.
You know, just holding each other in the fall.
Really moving. I'm surprised.
Lots of tears.
I'm sorry, I missed out on that.
Outside the Cracker Barrel by the BP station.
When you pass the 2 minute mark of a hug, it's not weird anymore.
No, it's not. Not at all.
It's an ottoman.
It's a slow dance.
Right,
at that
it's an
point.
Ottoman brace.
Ottoman brace. An ottoman brace. Yeah.
The leaves are changing.
That'll be the title of my next.
I was gonna say.
No, it's at least gonna. It's at least gonna be the episode title. So. Yeah.
Do you find like there's a season that brings you more creativity?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering with all of you
autumn,
guys.
Like hands down.
Because I feel the same way. It's usually like the mid fall into about early February that I just feel like all the songs sort of rush in a bit more.
Yeah, there's I think it has something to do with a lack of humidity. You know. But I mean, as you know, it happens year round. But it sure seems in the falls when, I mean, it is amazing, like how vivid it becomes.
Yeah.
I hear people talk about like summer like that, and I don't understand.
Yeah. Well, seasons. I mean, for writers, I don't know that I could live in San Diego. You know, just for that reason.
Right?
Like, you don't see the colors change. You don't see anything happen. Right. It just looks the same every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like going through here. You're like February. You're like, oh.
You know, it's February.
Is this ever gonna end?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it puts you in a dark place sometimes where, you know, you don't even like your spouse.
What are you looking at? You don't
time. Only in February.
Well, I know Minneapolis, those there's some harsh winters up there for sure.
Oh, sure.
Winter's only about 8 months in Minneapolis, isn't it?
As Prince used to say, keeps the bad people.
It's true. That's a famous quote of his. Yeah,
it's true.
Well, what did he say?
Just about winters, like harsh winters in Minneapolis are great because it keeps the people who can't hack it, like the
right,
people
right.
out, you know.
Right.
You got the cream of the crop in the Twin Cities. So
I don't know. They seem to get stuck in Chicago. They still haven't left. So I don't know if that's true or not, but we'll take Prince's wisdom on that.
All right. What about your new record?
Yeah.
It's doing good.
It is.
American Songwriter highly reviewed it.
Yeah.
That's good, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what all that... You know, nowadays, I think what's exciting about music is I was never comfortable with any kind of mythologizing of what we do or don't do, for better and for worse, you know? But I think what's beautiful about today is that when you create something that resonates, people, like actual humans, get the opportunity to kind of advocate for it. And the truth is, I've recognized a lot of growth in your career as well, Miles, and Kelly, and Nick. And you guys see it with beer as well, I'm sure. You can't buy people's affection for what it is that you're offering. I know for myself, these have been some of the best years of my career. Having started out on a major label where way too much money was spent to try and convince people that I was worth their time, which I was always uncomfortable with, which probably didn't help matters, you know? No, I'm not, I swear! But anyways, what I'm trying to say is, yes, the record's doing well. But more than getting nice reviews, which I do appreciate, I'll echo what Miles said, is the more and more I'm approached by people that the music is offering something to their lives that is just really...
It's meaningful to them.
Yeah, and I don't feel comfortable saying those things, but there's been an uptick of a lot of people, and it's really beautiful. You know, because a lot of us are convinced that if you look at pop culture, you're convinced that everything's shit.
Yeah.
And then if you scrape below the surface, there's all this beauty.
Yeah, I was just talking to...
Is there a drink five times if you actually say pop culture?
Yeah,
holy shit.
We could make that a thing.
Referencing pop.
It's meta, very meta. I already grabbed my pale ale, so.
It's almost perfect segue into, are you going to do something from the new record for us today?
I was actually going to do a Petty song just because he's been on my mind. So
awesome. Yeah.
That's awesome. You know, and I'm not trying to steal any of your thunder because I saw the video that you guys did. It was beautiful.
Get
you
those know. Views, man.
You know,
let's convince people my show's worth listening to. Yeah.
No, I was one of the first song I ever learned from top to bottom. I've always struggled learning other people's songs, but the first song I ever learned top to bottom was a Petty song, and that's just absolutely true. And I thought he would live well into his hundreds. And I'm really heartbroken about it.
Where were you when you heard about him?
Dude, I was sitting drinking coffee.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
You know, but we're, you know, this is what time does, you know, generations before us have experienced this, you know, but like a lot of our heroes are dying, and it's fucking scary.
Yeah.
You know, Strummer's been gone for over a decade.
All the original Ramones.
And when you think about it, when you start thinking about it, it's mystifying, but it also enunciates how important it is that we do what we do at the highest and most committed level that we can, whatever we're doing, you know.
Time's moving fast.
That's exactly.
It was the first time that I actually had like a physical emotional reaction to the passing of someone that I looked up to that I did not know.
Cohen crushed me, but he was in his 80s, and it was like that's a life well lived.
You know, 66, and it was, and you know, I just think back to, you know, my life first seeing Refugee, you know, or even The Losers, you know, and then just, you know, I mean, I cried tears for a while, and I was like, I don't even understand, I don't even know this guy,
right.
I know what it's done for me. You know, musically speaking, it's the soundtrack. Tom Petty's been the soundtrack to a lot of my life.
Prince's passing. I came back from lunch at work, and the radio station was playing nothing but Prince songs. I was like, this is great, because they do this during lunch break sometimes, where they pick an artist, and I'm like,
this is great. I'm coming back to playing Let's Go Crazy, and they just followed it up with, you know, Kiss. And then my buddy, the DJ, comes on and says why they're playing Prince. And that was a punch to the dick. And I texted a friend of mine who I hadn't talked to in almost a year, who was just as big of a Prince fan as me, and I'm like, dude, what the fuck? And he's like, I know. And that was all we had to say, and it was just like, yeah, that was a huge thing for me.
I actually drove out there right after they announced it. It was surreal. Helicopters flying around. And
so, yeah, I mean, I totally get it. Never met the man. I'm not even a musician. I just know his music has been the soundtrack of my life.
I didn't cry when my grandpa died.
Yeah.
You know, I put that into place and was like, well, he was older and he's had a good life. That's what happens.
Right.
But Tom Petty abruptly passing away. I mean, we spent the night up in Milwaukee at Summerfest this year and bought expensive tickets that I don't buy expensive tickets. And
right.
I don't, you know, it's not a thing that I really look forward to doing is spending $150 to $200 on one ticket. But I was like, well, this is important.
Yeah.
You know, this is the guy. This is the guy. This is the band, too. You know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And,
I'm glad,
you know,
I at least got to see him in,
like, wow,
Chicago,
you know,
a couple years ago.
I can't believe I saw him on his last tour. Yeah. That's something to have forever. So
which Petty classic? Are we going deep cuts, or are we doing one that the masses are super familiar with?
I think it's fairly well known, but it's not like one of the big hits. It was it's that song Walls.
Okay.
Oh, I love that song. That's
great
off
song.
Of Echo, right?
Yeah, it's off of She's the One.
Yeah,
the
which is what?
Which is the Angel.
It's just
a great
soundtrack.
No, it is. It is. It was. I'm just doing this because I tend to mess up the last verse. But
never saw the movie, but I've listened to that album.
It's actually
a bunch. It's
a decent movie. I like that.
It's a
Ed Burns
soundtrack. It's a decent movie.
Yeah. He's
This is one of my favorite Petty songs.
Yeah.
So please don't screw up.
Do you want to hold me while?
Autumn Breeze.
Autumn Embrace.
Autumn Embrace, here it is.
I will gaze longingly, so please.
You only got it for a couple of weeks.
Some days are diamonds, some days are rocks, some doors are open, some roads are blocked. Sundowns are golden, then fade away. And if I never do nothing, I'm coming back someday. Cause you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down. All around your island, there's a barricade, keeps out the danger, holds in the pain. Sometimes you're happy, sometimes you cry. Half of me is ocean, half of me is sky. You got hearts so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down. Some things are over, some things go on. Part of me you carry, and part of me is gone. But you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. But I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down. Yeah, you got a heart so big. Even walls fall down.
Man, let's all so many memories other. Just come back in.
Yeah, it's
so much of giant bother.
Right?
Yeah, even like.
You realize as you get older just how generous of a writer Petty was.
I was just thinking that. I was just thinking that. MTV generation, you know, when we were growing up and just seeing the big top hat and thinking about it and Alice in Wonderland, you know, and just the whole. Those first videos,
yeah,
you know, they changed us.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget watching he and Stevie Nicks and keep Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, well, Stevie Nicks was my first crush.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Don't blame you.
I still
and second.
I have a woman crush.
There's this video that goes around. You see it every once in a while where she's getting her hair done and she's singing a cappella. I can't remember the title of it right now. And it's just like you just want to crawl through the screen and hug her.
Yeah, I love that.
Like a kitten.
Just a hug.
I love that. So you bring that up. And the reason why we're all here is because when I was a kid and I was watching, VH1 Storytellers, mm-hmm. Stevie Nicks had her storyteller session. I've always dreamed of bringing people together to do that and recreate that. And that's when I got together with this guy to create this thing.
That's awesome.
Because I think I think people need it.
That's beautiful.
More than ever.
Absolutely, more than ever. More than ever, man.
When you can get people in a room and listening and thinking about these songs and what the poetry they mean, you know, we need that community, that aspect of community, music lovers, here to just, you know, just be in a room and have the same experience.
Right? Absolutely.
Yeah. I also think just getting people in a room to think.
Yeah. That's
dangerous. That's a real thing in itself.
That's a huge,
you know, huge not even step thinking in the right about direction. Music, but like, well, let's just think. Yeah.
But I agree with you. I think that times are changing, and I know that we're in the craft beer side. But I always say it: craft is music. Craft is somebody creating pottery. Craft is creating beer, food.
It's an art.
It's an art. Mm-hmm. But and people passion, are looking to see, you know, what's close to them. What's in their roots.
Forbidden roots.
Right?
To me, craft is just someone passionate about something, doing it their own way, just their own spin on something that everyone else is, you know,
one of the best that you can, right?
Exactly.
One of the main contributions to people's health is like the food that they eat and the things that they drink, that there's love, like that there's like
absolutely
what actually contributes most to longevity.
Absolutely.
Is eating stuff that I'm not saying as well as I would like to.
Sure.
But I do think that, you know, technology persuades us to think that efficiency or speed or this or that or cost, you know, a slightly lower cost is somehow better for us, when it couldn't be more the opposite.
There's something that I read recently about it was one of the longest studies that had gone on in the history of a scientific study, and it was based on people coming back from the war, and I want to say it was started in World War I, but all these people had this same experience, and it was the people that ended up living the longest. What they deduced down from that was meaningful relationships.
Yeah.
And all the people that seemed to live the longest had fulfillment with meaningful relationships in their life. And I thought, wow, that was quite an interesting thing. You know, you think like all these people have all these acquaintances, maybe, you know, but if you don't have those relationships
meaningful
that fill you up, those meaningful attachments with people, you know, it's like, wow, that's, you know, even more reason to keep writing songs.
You want to speak about meaningful relationships? I've got a meaningful relationship with the Still Brewery. And they sponsor this show, and we're going to drink a little Abbey's single here.
Ooh, a little Belgian table beer.
Yeah,
I like it. Beautiful.
Matthew Potts, thank you.
Yeah, right, they've been backing this show almost since the beginning. Just having our 2-year anniversary, which is insane. I can't imagine how many beers I've drank in that 2 years.
Oh,
but
goodness.
This is a Belgian-style Abbey single, crafted like those that Trappist monks brew for their own daily consumption. It's light-bodied, pale in color, with pleasant, spicy phenolics and subtle fruity esters reminiscent of Midwest heirloom fruit trees that give way to floral and dry finish from noble hops and Belgian yeast. It's only 4.9%, so not too crazy.
It's pretty good.
Did I try it?
Yeah. Really good.
So, distill, we were talking about our friend Jared Dona, who mutual friend between us. So another mutual friend between Jared and I is a fellow by the name of Justin Kelly. He's a manager at the Champagne location.
Okay. Yeah.
Distill. But yeah, so another just distill connection. So close to us. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just so glad for their success.
And then the new brewery is fantastic.
Yeah, beautiful.
If you haven't been out there, I highly recommend checking it out.
Gorgeous, man.
And there's always new stuff available on draft.
It's like something out of Colorado.
Isn't in the canning line, but the canning line has been expanding quite a bit.
Yeah.
So there's some stuff that it's, you know, they throw it out there and they see what the reception is. Like, oh, okay, yeah, we're going to mass produce this. And I get it across the country.
I feel so guilty talking about beer when we have like this much like music, right?
Yeah,
here,
you know
I know.
What
I mean, it's
you know,
if I wasn't involved in beer, I would. That's where I would want to be, right there. It's
I can tell you, if it wasn't for the music, you probably wouldn't be here today.
Plus, they have a really bad day.
You'd be watching something.
You gotta go.
I'd be just watching NFL Red Zone, but we had some good music that I could sit in on.
I knew it.
We did, and we still have some other fantastic beers that we haven't even talked about. Why don't you give them? We'll drink them, but it'll be after the show is wrapped.
Gotcha.
We had what the stout, the Devil's.
We actually never got to the stout. We never got to the paint box. Yeah, we're getting there.
You got to it now.
So we ended off there. I think on the Bison was the last thing we got to. So Bison, that's the like I said, a Dunkelweizen, dark German style wheat beer, clove, banana, pear, caramel, things like that. So we'll go to our from there we'll go to the Devil's Paint Box, which is our flagship IPA.
Excellent.
6.66% alcohol. Before
so it's not that just
actually,
a clever name.
No, that was actually before we even named it that became
a
thing. So we got lab results that we had sent off long before the name actually derived. The name actually came 100% from a rock formation out at Matheson State Park. As you know,
great place to hike.
We enjoy our, you know, natural beauty out here. We like our state parks.
You got a couple nice parks. You got Starved Rock and Matheson.
And Buffalo Rock as well.
Okay.
Buffalo Rock.
I haven't been out there.
Yeah, a lot of just natural beauty out here. One of the more scenic parts of Illinois.
Fantastic place to hike in the autumn.
So the Bison
yes.
is what we call our cause beer. And we donate a percentage of every beer sold to save the bison at Buffalo Rock.
Buffalo Rock. Okay, I thought it was like COS, like cause beer.
No.
Cause beer.
Gotcha.
It's a little bit better than philanthropy beer, so it's just called cause beer.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Cosplay beer.
So you just want me to just run through, just ramble off the rest of them? Okay.
A little bit about what they are. So
Devil's Paint Box IPA, just talked about that a little bit, named after that rock formation out in Matheson State Park. Kind of just a milder version of a traditional West Coast IPA.
Okay.
I guess you'd call it a Midwest Coast IPA if you wanted to. Don't.
Okay.
Noted. But so a lot of your piney, really grapefruit-heavy hops that you see, like Cascade, Chinook, things like that. And then a little bit of Citra in there for some tropical brightness at the end there. Then our stout. So stout's kind of like a... He's our unsung hero in the lineup. I think a lot of people really enjoy it, but he doesn't have a name.
Okay.
So we just call it Stout.
It works. You know what you're getting.
It's a nice beer. You've got, you know, a nice medium body, a nice roast to it.
Yeah.
Good amount of like dark baker's chocolate almost on it. And a little bit, you know, you've got an herbal floral hop note to it.
Stouts
that's just enough.
Are not my go-to. I'm more of a hop head. I love sours.
They're usually
the epitome
of what a lot
drinking.
Of people don't like. They're like, I don't like anything heavy, like these stouts or anything. And that's kind of where the mild came in. Mild, we wanted to be dark but light at the same time.
Excellent.
So
I'm enjoying it.
Thank you. Appreciate that one. On to the double IPA. So double, aka Imperial American IPA, a lot more hops, a lot more alcohol. With more hops and more alcohol that derives from more malt, so you've got a lot more of a caramely sweet base to it, mixed in with that more, it's like a more resiny, piney hop flavor a little bit, but it's 10% alcohol, amber colored, a little bit of a caramely sweet base to it. It's we really enjoy it. Double IPA is one of those ever expanding styles. Obviously, you've seen with the New England style double IPAs, a lot more of the hazy, sweeter, less bitter type flavors. Ever evolving style. There's just so many hops you can never just, you know, can't stop.
Well,
so.
You guys have got a nice lineup here. Plenty of beers to try. So come up to Tangled Roots or come down, depending upon where you're at in the country. For me, it's up.
Yep.
But yeah, well worth the trip, especially when you throw fantastic music into the mix.
I hope we can compliment it just barely.
Yeah, I think the beer went very well with the performances we had. And I want to give everybody a chance, if you've got some upcoming events, things you'd like to promote, we can work backwards here. Matthew, anything you need to plug here? Where can people find you?
I mean, hey,
I need a place to stay.
Do
you sell supplements?
I'm at City Winery with Rhett Miller on November 30th.
In Chicago?
In Chicago.
Yeah, it's a great venue.
Yeah, I haven't been there. I haven't been to any of the City Wineries yet, but I've heard good things.
It's, nice. It's a really huge. Good spot.
Is that right?
Good thing. There's two of them. It's a really good block, too. That Randall area is a really nice spot.
This is our City Winery. This is who we're competing with here, Matthew. Local City Winery.
Yeah. It's
trying to create that same atmosphere.
Right.
Yeah, it's a beautiful location. Great people.
Really,
you enjoy it. Yeah.
And also, I do want to mention that I scored a movie called The Girl Who Invented Kissing that's in... festivals right now.
Okay.
It's a beautiful little movie. And so just over time, it'll probably end up on HBO or Netflix or something. Just keep an eye out for
it. Can you say the name again? I'm sorry.
It's called The Girl Who Invented Kissing.
And awesome. Is the score something you're releasing as well?
They may. I don't know. It's up to them.
Gotcha.
You know? But it's a beautiful little movie. You probably won't read much about it unless it magically...
Seek it out.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm asking.
It's not a
wine
still production.
No, it's not. It's not gropey.
It's not going to be. You're not going to be nominated for the Avian soundtrack of the year.
Everybody
has
HBO now.
You know what? My buddy Denny got nominated for the Porn Awards. He wrote a song and some guy wanted to use one of them and he actually got nominated. And I'm like, are you going to the ceremony? He's like, fuck no. Like, I'm not going out to Vegas for the Porn Awards. He didn't win, but he considered it an honor to be nominated. So, it's the only thing, only awesome. Nomination he's
so
ever had.
He put that on his website, yeah. You know, like, Avian nominated.
Yeah. He doesn't
Avian
have to say what
dot,
for.
Dot, dot.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Birds? Avian?
Adult video news.
You know, I'm sure Miles wouldn't mention this, but I will tell people that Miles scored a film that won an Academy Award.
What?
Yeah, did you know that?
It's true. Yeah. It was a 2012 documentary of the year, a film called Undefeated.
It's a beautiful movie.
It is a Weinstein film.
Too soon.
Too soon. Yeah.
Is that a sports one?
But it is, yeah. It's based on Manassas High School. It's
I think
football
it's on,
program. But
is it on Netflix?
I think it is.
I'm pretty sure I've watched it on.
Just say this happened before
it's
that.
It's
excellent.
Film.
Yes. Yeah.
It's
really,
exactly.
It's really.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it really
the
is.
The score is a little, but the film is.
Yeah. Well, it's challenging, you know. It's like you have to write. It's like I'm not necessarily like the biggest football fanatic, but then you have to write football songs, like for scenes. You know, you're like, well, how do we?
You just go back, you watch those old NFL films, you know, or just.
But yeah, it was great experience.
Or you could listen to Explosions in the Sky,
Friday
Night Lights. They did a good job there. That's football music to me now. It's
exactly
a lot of percussion.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Check that out. I've actually been interested in that.
The coach in the film is a super moving speaker and just a great guy, and we've become friends. And when we go through Memphis, we stay with him, and it's kind of neat because he lives in Elvis Presley's nephew's old house.
Wow.
And next door to Steven Seagal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
all right.
Wow. Okay, then.
At least you know you're safe.
Well,
there's a segue.
Yeah. One of his children were at the St. Jude's. Seagal's kids were. So he was not there for...
That's a different charity, Seagal's kids. Not what... You guys are the cause beer. It's another charity you could look into, I guess.
Thank you.
To grow ponytails.
Yeah.
To grow carrot tails.
So where can people find, aside from the series here, which you guys are going to be hosting every event here, you'll be here.
Yeah, there's,
what else you got going on?
What else do we have going? We play all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Our band is pretty relentless when it comes to touring. We've been on the road for about 4 months straight, and where are we playing coming up? We have some things in LaSalle. I think we have a show at the Uptown, which we do every year. We also have something in Rockford, which is our hometown. Mm-hmm. We do a thing called, it's at Veterans Memorial Hall. We do a big show up there. And then we're at the Castle Theater in Bloomington.
Fantastic.
November
venue.
25th. So yeah, we're kind of Midwestern. We just got back from New Orleans. We were there this past Monday, Tuesday, and then Kentucky, and then sort of work our way back here, which brings me here today. So I haven't been home in, you know, a little bit, but I got to see Kelly last night. So
well, that's good.
We partied at the casino together, just like any normal couple does.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
We did horrible.
That was the buffet.
I didn't get to experience it, but I waited up for Domino's Pizza till 3:15 a.m. That was to only like eat a piece and then pass out, but it's great. Yeah, life's great. Domino's at 3 in the morning.
We've all been there.
Nick had Hardee's at 1 a.m. last night.
Yeah. Still suffering.
Is that what you're wanting to promote, Nick?
The Hardee's?
Hardee's at 1 a.m.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Take a morning after pill.
Yeah, I did.
I'm more like if I'm eating that late, I'm going Taco John's.
Toxic Wands?
There's a Taco John out here?
No, where I'm from.
Okay.
Just 6-pack and a pound?
I got to get those potato Lays.
Yeah, 6-pack and a pound. Just 6 tacos and a pound of potato
taco.
Lays.
That's where it's at.
My bandmate actually did the jingle for Taco John's. I don't know if it played here. It may have played here.
Really?
See, my town, my Taco John's. Did you have that around?
They don't do any promotions. Really? It's just the drunks know where to go.
He didn't
know
right,
where it's at.
Had one
all just
amusing.
Yeah,
that's
split that big Taco John money with someone else. We got off track. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Talking about Taco John. Playing some shows around, kind of wrapping some up. I don't have a whole lot going on other than back in the studio with my band Pasadena 68. I'm actually in two bands, that and Dakota Shakedown, where I play guitar. So working on some new tunes there to record and release. And then also just released a High on Stress, my old band, did a best of that we ridiculously called Greatest Hits. It's like Willing It. But the liner notes were written by Jim Walsh, who happened to write a Replacements book and a couple Replacements books and some Prince books, and he also did the liner notes on the Gold Experience Prince record.
Fantastic album that's not on Spotify.
And it should be because it's fantastic. Best thing he did in the 90s.
Agreed. All right. Well, I would like to thank you guys for hosting us here in this fantastic room.
Thank you guys
fantastic
for coming.
Room and, for setting us up with the beer. Thank you.
Kelly makes jewelry, too.
Oh, that's, yes.
Do you have an event?
Yeah.
I cannot believe we skipped Kelly.
I know.
That's all right. I'm just riding on Miles' coattails.
Ah.
It's all good.
That's right.
Kelly, what do you have coming up?
Honestly, mainly just working on songs for Weepin' Willow right now.
Working on a full length?
I have a local band that I play in and play with, and we don't really travel and tour as much, but I make jewelry and purses and things like that as well. So that's kind of like a little art.
Do you have online sales?
I do, purposegoods.com.
There you go.
Yes. She makes some really great... I almost thought about re-piercing my ear because she makes these feather earrings that are so cool that I was like... Would you just pierce my ear later if, like...
I thought feather earrings were back in.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I want them, but I want to wear one.
I just had a guy buy them.
I didn't know they were ever out.
Yeah.
I knew.
All right. Well, if you need some feather earrings, you know where to go. And,
we do a vendor show here.
Yeah, we just had ladies' night last Wednesday.
We have 400 people here shopping.
Really?
Yeah.
Well... I'll give you my card.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Together all there.
All right, so these guys have a show to do, so we're going to wrap things up. Thank you for listening. Check out our show next week. Who knows where I'm going to be at that point.
Taco John's.
Yeah, right. We're going to do an episode of the Taco John's drive-thru and have me interview a confused teenager. All right, so until next time, this is The Voice saying, may your music be loud and your beers be cold. We'll see you in a week.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Dustin Wyckoff, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.